Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. I've got an amazing show for you coming up in just a minute. Here's what's in store. First of all, for everyone celebrating the end of Ramadan, Mabruk El Eid. Second, because it's Eid al-Fitr, most of today's music and feature stories are connected to it. The playlist is songs by artists from countries or regions where Islam is the predominant religion. And reporters Bill Odidi and Samed Gaida both bring us special features from Kenya and from Ghana, respectively, that show how people are celebrating Eid al-Fitr this year, musically. It's certainly different than any other year because of COVID-19. In the middle of the hour, we depart from the Islamic holiday spirit for a couple of songs, plus Song of the Week, which is Sudden by Nigerian singer Tekno. But then we return and round out the hour with more music celebrating Eid al-Fitr. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. Kicking things off, it's with a heavy heart that I play this 1987 global hit, Yeke Yeke, by world music legend Mori Kante. The song is so happy and upbeat, but the news is so sad because Kante passed away earlier this week. The Ghanaian singer, griot, and multi-instrumentalist died in hospital in the capital of Guinea-Conakry. Sources say that his death was the result of untreated chronic health problems. Well, because of travel restrictions due to the coronavirus, Kante was actually unable to seek treatment in France, stuck basically in Conakry. He was 77 years old. Yeke Yeke was Europe's number one hit back in 1987 and 88 at the beginning of Kante's career, and it was the first ever African single to sell over 1 million copies. You may be gone, Mr. Kante, but your music lives on forever.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. We just heard Yeke Yeke by Mori Kante, who sadly passed away May 22nd in Conakry, Guinea. May his soul rest in peace. Happy Eid al-Fitr. This is Wakar Sala from Nigeria with a song especially for this festive time of the year. Sala sings in Hausa, "Fellow Nigerians, let's look up. Today is Eid Day. Everyone you see today's happy. The day's worthy of celebration, so let's use its teachings and spread it far and wide." That was Nigeria by Wakar Sala, wishing everyone a happy Eid Day. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell. Allah. We're all about Eid al-Fitr today, so next up, an international Eid song by singer Shireen Khan. Now, she is from Suriname. That's a small country on the northeastern coast of South America, but of Indian ancestry. And after this song, a special feature from Tamale, Ghana by reporter Samet Gaida. Music Time in Africa.
Hi, Heather Maxwell. Hope you and everyone are doing well. Today on our report, Music Time in Africa stormed the homes of musicians in Tamale, made a call to musicians in Upper East and Upper West of Ghana to find out how they intend to celebrate this year's Eid al-Fitr. Its celebration every year is characterized with events, concerts and parties, which engages most musicians in Ghana. COVID-19, however, has changed things this year. With just a day or 2 days to Eid al-Fitr, I decided to visit some musicians to find out how they intend to celebrate the festival this year. My first visit was the house of reggae pioneer in Tamale, Abu Sadiq.
Hello, music lovers. This is Abu Sadiq from the north, one of the reggae musicians.
How different is this year's Eid al-Fitr going to be from the previous years?
This year is not going to be easy because of the coronavirus. We are just going to stay at home and then celebrate it in a way. I know I'm going to celebrate it with my family at home. Yes, there's going to be food in the house just to share among the family and then the neighbors. I know there will be food sharing. Yes, that is the only thing that we can do, but coming together to pray as the congregation, that one, I don't think it will happen this year.
So, musically, what's your latest project?
I want to come out with an album with 8 songs. And so far, I've done about 5 songs, remaining 3 songs. But the latest, the current one, is the Corona song that I just wrote, which is still not released, but I'll release it maybe in not long. I'll release it very soon.
I also visited the studio of one of the greatest music band in Ghana, Savannah Echoes Band.
I'm Prince Mahama. The band is Savannah Echoes Band.
The Eid al-Fitr is just around the corner. How do you intend to celebrate it this year, since there's no show or event for you?
Actually, this one, we haven't planned for it. We are rather planning for the next event. Eid al-Adha.
My name is Tairu A. Sadiq, alias Bena. I'm the drummer of the band. We wish to celebrate the Eid al-Fitr nicely, but because of the COVID-19, I think we will be in our house, our homes, with our families, and celebrate it in their house. Yeah.
I spoke to Ibrahim Badingo in Upper West of Ghana and Steve O Atambiri of Upper East on phone.
You know, Ibrahim Badingo is the name Afropop reggae artist from Ghana. Yeah. To all the music lovers listening, you know, Rastafari.
How do you intend to celebrate this year's Salah, Ibrahim Badingo?
We'll be having a different a visual concert in Northern TV in Tamale there. So,
okay, so you're going to have a virtual concert?
Yes, right.
On a TV Northern station? Television.
Oh, yes. Okay. Hello, 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 listeners. This is your boy, STEVO Steve Atambire from the Upper East of Ghana.
In the name of the Father, act up the song, and of Holy Spirit. Amen. My God, we are following, no one make a fall. Baba God, we are following, no one make a fall. My God, we are following, no one make a fall. Baba God, we are following, no one make a fall. If I'm hungry, when I ask, God, he give me food and meat. If I'm thirsty, when I ask, God, he send me good to one. If I'm sick, when I ask, God, he treat me well, well.
All right, so yes. Steve-O, how do you intend to celebrate the Eid al-Fitr this year?
Yeah, normally, you know, we're going to visit our friends, our Muslim friends. I'm not a Muslim, but, you know, I used to do these things.
Okay.
Like play with them, hang up with them, do a lot of things with them. But, you know, this COVID-19 pandemic has caused a lot of, you know, damages of everything. Mm. So what we plan to do this time is like, okay, I will just make a live concert for all my friends, my Muslim friends to enjoy. That is what I'm thinking of doing for this video.
This is the recorder.
Well, as you heard, most of the musicians I visited or spoke to are either going to celebrate this year's Eid al-Fitr with a plate of rice and chicken at home with family, or organize a virtual concert to entertain and engage their fans. But for me, I'm going to put on my dancing shoes and jump to the virtual concert with my family at home. Over to you, Heather Maxwell.
Bring your dancing shoes. Well, thank you for that report from Tamale, Ghana. I wish you and your family the very best, most danceable and delightful virtual Eid celebration summit. Hello, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. We've got two more awesome Eid-inspired songs coming right up. And then Song of the Week by Tekno with Kwame Ofori joining me. All that right after this.
Music time in Africa. Awesome. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right, so now back to the music. Maher Zain, born July 16, 1981, is a Swedish R&B singer and songwriter and music producer of Lebanese origin. This is his song, Anta Salam, which means God, you are peace. It was released in 2020, especially for Ramadan.
There's something on my mind, I just can't get it right, it doesn't go away, it doesn't go away. Try to ignore, I just want peace of mind, I want peace of mind. I feel like breaking down time after time, and it keeps coming back, always coming back. Hey, all my life, doubting was a part of me. Day and night, fight my insecurities, asking why am I, who am I? I just want some peace.
heart yet clumsy. Make the stress go away, go away.
Number what the number sell to number you ya Jenkono. Hello world, my name is Biala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
And now a brand new dramatic duet by Asma Lam Nawar and featuring Hatim Amor. One YouTube enthusiast for the video translated the lyrics from Arabic to English, and with a few of my own edits, I'm going to read it for you. So Hatim sings to Asma, who is Haina in the song, and that's the title of the song. He says, "What are you having for dinner tonight?" And she sings, "Oh, my dinner's just some crumbs, and I'm sleeping between my little girls. The story, the struggle is long." Hatim, "Why are you so sad?" Asma, "This is what life decided for me, and I've accepted my lot. I have little means, no reach." Hatim, "Oh, you've been downtrodden and oppressed. Who else feels your pain? Oh, you who are so maltreated." Asma, "Nobody cared about my misfortune, but instead stepped even more on my injury and my sorrow." Hatim, "Oh, Haina, Haina, be patient and steadfast, because God will not leave you. No matter how long you must endure, know that there's still good hidden and waiting for you." Asma concludes the song by saying, Oh, I'm patient and I'm steadfast, because everything is accounted for with the Almighty God. I leave everything in your hands, oh God. I'm satisfied and pleased with my destiny.
Hey, the way.
قسمات راني غفلت الحيلة. شكون قال لي يا مدور وثمان عليا يجور؟
يا ما عانت مسكينة الظلم والحقر خاطرها اليوم مكسور. شكون يحس بحالك مظلومة من الناس؟
يا حتى واحد فيهم ما عذرني كل شي على جرحي داس.
يخليك شحال ما طال عليك الحال عرفي باللي مازال الخير مخبي ليك
يا صبرا وصابرا كل شي عند الله محسوب ارميت انا الاحمال لعبيك هاي نبيلي ديك راضية بالمكتوب الحكاية راتلينا
حينا واش وهيش عشاك الليلة واش قالت عشايا غير الفات ورقادي باللبنان الحكاية راتلينا حينا واش عشاك الليلة واش
And that was Haina by Asma Lamnawar and Hatim Amor from Morocco. Hello, this is Heather, and now it's time to get on video chat with Kwame Ofori, who's at his home, and as you know, I'm in mine in Washington, D.C., for...
And this is the song of the week.
All right. Hey, Kwame.
Hey, Heather. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Great? Wow. Are you sure?
It's a change, huh? It's a change from all the craziness. Well, you have to live it up. I mean, you can't let Corona put you down.
That's true. Yeah, but how are you living it up, for real?
Well, staying safe and making sure I sleep, eat well, and wash my hands.
Okay, good. Yeah, all right. Yeah. That's, yeah, you do look like you're eating well. No, just kidding.
Wow.
Anyway, all right. Hey, everybody. So Kwame and I are together now again virtually, and we've got this amazing song. I just love it, by Tekno from Nigeria. It's called Sudden.
Tekno doesn't have any bad songs. Like, all of our listeners should point me to a bad Tekno song, and then it will be a fight.
Well, I think you're right. So let's listen to this one.
For sure.
Okay, so I have watched several of the various versions of this video and listened to the lyrics, and what I really like is that he speaks for the common man in Nigeria, you know, the person that's just trying to work hard and make money, but they're not getting anywhere. That's kind of the status quo. But Kwame, the title of the song is All of a Sudden, All of a Sudden. My pigeon is not that great, so I keep trying to figure out, what is he talking about? All of a sudden, what? Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Ghanaian pigeon and Nigerian pigeon are close cousins, so exactly. I generally understand or understood what he was saying. What the f*** do I know for peace? I'm just a musician. So for him, Tekno is really commenting on how things have been so bad, and all of a sudden, with Corona, he mentions Korokoro, that's like the local slang for Corona in Nigeria and Ghana. Yes. The government or powers that be is able to raise 2 million or, you know, 40 billion, I think, yeah. Why do you wait for a pandemic to hit before you raise that kind of money when people are suffering daily, before Corona or even after Corona, that's if things don't change? Many people can't work to change. Tell me who is their support when they laugh.
Interesting. That's deep.
Mm-hmm. More why I love techno. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, 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 2 billion is nothing for them. All of a sudden, 40 billion is nothing for them.
All right, well, so that was techno. And the song is called Sudden, meaning all of a sudden, koro koro. So you taught me something there, Kwame. You and Techno, both of you guys taught me that. I love that. I didn't know. Koro koro means coronavirus.
Yes.
Great song.
I definitely love the song. Techno, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep producing hits, man. And we'll forever be fans of Techno.
Yeah. All right. I'm Heather Maxwell.
I'm Mr. Santi.
And what was that, Kwame?
Song of the
week.
Nice.
See you next week, Kwame.
See you.
All right. So remember how I said at the top of the hour that after Song of the Week, we were going to move out of Eid al-Fitr mode for a couple of songs before diving back in to round out the hour. Well, now is the time, people. Ghanaian reggae artist and activist Rocky Dawuni just released the visuals to his song called Champion Arise. Now, that song's on his 2019 album, Beats of Zion. Rocky just keeps releasing new videos to songs from that album, and they're all great. So watching this video got me to really listen to the song again. It's so beautiful. We just gotta listen to it.
Whoa, whoa. Champion arise, we shall win. A champion arise, we shall win. Whoa. Stronger and alive, we shall win. Let another spirit walk in. You say it could not be done until they see it done. You say it could not be you until you know it's you. My friend, when the humble pop your bubble, they don't ever see it come. They tumble to the magic of the word and the sound forever. I believe now they come around and asking for that. Tell them it's the children of Judah. Breaker of a chain and a ruler. Everybody's praying, everybody doing it, everybody saying, yeah. Spiritual warfare.
Whoa, here we come.
Fight on.
Whoa, here we come.
Coming with another spiritual war.
Whoa, here we come.
Was Rocky Dawuni with Champion Arise. Hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. It's music time in Africa. Now, in just a minute, we're going to turn back to our Eid al-Fitr focus with that second interview by Bill Odidi in Kenya and then some more music. But before we do that, let's enjoy this first official 2020 single by Malawian gospel artist Patience Namadingo. Now, the song is called Mapulani, which means plants. And it's the story of this young, carefree guy who's got no plans for his life until he meets the girl of his dreams. Guess what? He suddenly has a plan. It's her. And he carefully explains all of his plans to her up until their wedding day, including what they're each going to wear. At the back half of the show now, where we return once again to the topic of Eid al-Fitr. Here's Bill Odidi in Nairobi with this special report on how people there are juggling the need to celebrate yet stay safe.
So Assalamu alaikum. Greetings from Nairobi. I'm Bello Didi, and this weekend we have a very special celebration. It's Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The Eid celebration comes amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, so clearly the occasion will be marked very differently from the traditional way of families and friends getting together to pray and rejoice. So I'm going to speak to a few people here in Nairobi to hear about their plans for this very different Eid celebration.
My name is Abdurazak Ingutia. So, well, during the Eid, it's going to be a very different day for me. I will not come to work like I have been through the entire period when COVID-19 has been in the country. Instead, I will just pray at home. I'll do my hobbies. Just my hobbies, which are 3D modeling, and also sometimes I compose instrumental music. That's what I'll be doing for the whole of that time. Perhaps gathering with my neighbors, who are very, very, very few. So that's what I'll basically be doing on that day.
My name is Fatima Sufi. To me, Eid means it's a happy day. And the difference between the other Eids and this Eid is that we used to have congregations. We used to go to the mosque to pray, have family gatherings, but now we can't. If you love your family, I would tell you to stay at home and keep them safe, and happy Eid.
And happy Eid to you, Fatma. Now, I'm also delighted to speak to Kenyan musician Juma Tutu about the Eid celebration. Juma joins me on the phone from Mombasa. Hello, Juma. Jambo.
Jambo, Africa. Jambo, world. My name is Juma Tutu, a singer, composer, and saxophonist from Kenya. I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate all of us for gracing this year's unique fasting that saw us exercising social distance and following other directives issued by our governments to minimize the spread of the deadly coronavirus.
So, Juma, in what ways will this year's Eid be different with all the measures that are in place against the spread of COVID-19?
We won't be able to mingle with others for our traditional feasts and celebration. It has really not been easy. I personally spent most of this time composing new music, teaching, rehearsing individually and sometimes with my band, while also taking this opportunity to bond more with my family.
What is your message to people around the world during this period?
A huge percentage of the world's population right now is facing economical challenges caused by the pandemic, including myself and fellow musician that I know. Since all the gigs have been cancelled, have been suspended. But I'm urging all musicians around the world and all people to keep on holding on, as eventually we shall be able to defeat this disease.
Thanks for that positive message. Juma Tutu, Kenyan vocalist and saxophonist, speaking to us from the city of Mombasa, which is usually at the heart of the Eid celebrations. But clearly things will be very low-key this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we can play something uplifting from Juma Tutu. The track is called Undugu, which means brotherhood. And I'm Bello Didi from Nairobi. Happy Eid to you wherever in the world you may be celebrating this occasion. And now back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
Thanks, Bill. And happy Eid to all of you in Kenya from us here at VOA and Music Time in Africa. Okay, hey everybody. So I've got two more songs for you, both from countries where Islam is the dominant religion and where Eid is being celebrated all over in its own unique way, of course, this year due to COVID-19. First up, from Tanzania, it's one of my favorite songs by Platnumz featuring Khadija Kopa, Nasema Nawe. Tomorrow.
Heather, and we are at the last song of the hour. I'm taking us to northern Mali with the iconic desert blues band Tinariwen. Yeah, we're gonna chill out and vibe to one of this band's classics from 2011. The song's called Tenede Takintasam. To all Malians, by the way, and everyone else celebrating Eid al-Fitr, Mubruk El Eid. From Northern Mali by Tinariwen, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. And thanks also to the contributors of today's program, Bill Odidi, Samet Gaida, Kwame Ofori, and also to Yusuf Harande of the Hausa service here at VOA for his translation of the Hausa song Nigeria, and also to Usama Farak for his continuous support for this show and also for his Arabic pronunciation tips and translations. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and at 20:05.
20.05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09.05 UTC, and again on Saturdays and on Sundays at 09.05, 15.05, 20.05, and 22.05 Universal Time. Finally, you can always get the program online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.